Ah, thank you, Helena. Just to come from the christening of my cousin Vincenzo's new baby.
Hmm.
Ah! Oh. I know, it's not a handsome child, but I am bound by God to love it. I'm the godfather, so it is my duty to see the baby is raised as a good Catholic.
Oh, that's a big responsibility.
Yes, especially for a man who hasn't seen the inside of a church since Sally Field was a nun. But that's all going to change. From now on, I go to Mass every week.
No, good for you. Yes. Not enough people realize how important religion is in your life.
Yes.
I mean, without a strong spiritual connection, what does life really mean?
What religion are you?
Oh, I don't know, some sort of Protestant.
Oh my God, Lowell, you look terrible. Your eyes are glazed. There's sweat pouring off your forehead.
That's not the half of it. Got 103 temperature, seeing double, and I've got a bad case of the shakes.
Lowell, I don't think you should be at work today.
Hey, I'm a Mather. And as a Mather, I have a family tradition uphold. No Mather has ever missed a day of work. Take my uncle Hekekiah. Worked in a meat processing plant his entire life. Even the day he sliced off his thumb, he didn't leave his post.
Did they get his thumb reattached?
No, never found it. I think it ended up as a Cajun hot link.
Helen.
Yeah?
I need to talk to you.
Oh, can it wait till I'm right in the middle?
It's very important.
That sounds serious.
Yes, it is. I'm getting married in 5 weeks. You did not order the Joe and Helen cocktail napkins.
Cocktail napkins?
I know it sounds silly, but it's really about a lot more than just cocktail napkins.
Oh, no, the binder's back.
We agreed to share responsibility for planning this wedding. I have held up my end of the deal, you see? See, look, I booked the reception hall, arranged for the cater, I got the oxygen tank for the balloons. Or Aunt Lily. All I have asked you to do is handle a few minor details.
Okay, you're right, Joe. I'm sorry. I've just been really busy.
You know, I'm not a psychologist, but could there be some underlying reason why you're not taking care of these things?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe you're not doing things because deep down there's part of you that doesn't want to get married.
Are you crazy? Where on earth did you get an idea like that?
Modern Bride magazine. 10 ways to tell if he has cold feet.
Why are you reading Modern Bride?
Well, I'd read Modern Groom, but they don't have one.
Look, Joe, for you to even think that I have doubts about marrying you is ridiculous. I love you, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. So come hell or high water, we are getting married May 27th.
I'm sorry. I guess I just needed to hear that. I'm going nuts with all these wedding plans. Well, I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
I gotta go downtown and get the application for our marriage license.
Oh, let me do it.
Now, Helen, this is really important. Are you sure you don't want me to do it?
No, Joe. Just to show you how much I love you, I want to go get our marriage license.
Okay. Thanks. That'll be a big help.
Hey, Joe, look at this.
Da! What is that?
It's my godchild.
Cute kid.
All right, Rana, I want to show you something.
I heard about that picture, man. Keep it in the bag.
No. It's not that. No, you see, I've recently returned to the church.
Yeah?
So I bought a little of something to keep in my cab as a daily reminder of my newfound faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Virgin Mary air freshener. It comes in a sandalwood, musk, and new car smell.
Wow. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's cool. Listen, yeah. If you ever come across any of the apostles in Jasmine, would you grab me one?
Antonio,
okay.
Can I talk to you a second?
Yeah, well, I was just... Sure.
Remember that little favor I did for you, marrying you so you could stay in the country?
Well, of course, and I'm forever grateful to you.
Yeah, well, I went down to get my application for my marriage license, and they wouldn't give me one. Why? Because I'm still married to you!
No, you're not. We got a divorce.
Well, not according to the town clerk. Somebody forgot to send in the divorce papers.
But don't look at me. You were supposed to send them.
Me?
Yes, don't you remember? We were sitting right here drinking a champagne to celebrate the divorce. You spill your glass on the papers, so you put them under the cash register to flatten them out before you mail them.
That is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Are you saying that our divorce papers have been sitting under this cash register for 3 years? Oh, my God.
Good news. They're flat. Helen, what's the big deal? Just send in the divorce papers.
It's too late. I already checked. It takes 120 days to get a divorce in Massachusetts. And Joe and I are supposed to get married in a month.
Oh, all right. Relax. Just tell Joe what happened. He'll understand.
Oh, really? He flipped out over cocktail napkins. How's he going to react when he finds out I forgot to get divorced?
I think I know what you should do.
Oh, what?
Pray.
To an air freshener?
Listen to me. When you have a problem and there seems to be no honorable, legal, or moral way out, there's only one place to turn.
You're right. Oh, boy. It scares me to say this, but I need you.
I knew you'd come around eventually. What turned you? The new jacket? And the new cologne? Or was it that just once, before you get married, you want to be bad?
Where's that air freshener?
All right. What is it, Chapel?
Okay, remember when I married Antonio so he wouldn't be deported? Well, I forgot to send in the divorce papers, and now I don't have enough time to get divorced so I can get married.
You did the right thing coming to me.
Oh, boy, what am I gonna do?
Thinking. Okay. You gotta leave the country to get a quickie divorce without Joe knowing it. Mexico.
Now, how am I gonna go to Mexico without Joe knowing?
We gotta find a way to get rid of Joe for the weekend.
Oh, I couldn't lie to him.
Oh, if you're gonna tie my hands.
Oh, okay, sorry. What?
Okay, give me a favorite place he likes to go, or a thing he likes to do, something he would never turn down.
Fly fishing.
Fly fishing? What a rube. Okay. Book him a cabin for the weekend somewhere far away. Tell him it's a wedding gift. Then after Joe's gone, get Brian to fly you to Mexico to the town of Tampico. Go to Señor Pepe.
Wait, how will I find him?
He'll find you.
Joe, honey, I've been thinking about what you said this morning. And just to show you how much I love you, I've got a little surprise for you.
Really? What'd you have in mind?
Fly fishing.
Okay, baby, if that's what you want to call it.
Really, Joe, I am sending you to Maine. I have booked reservations at the Brownsville Lodge at Pleasant River.
Pleasant River? Why didn't you say so? That's even better.
It's my present to you for all the hard work you've put into our wedding preparations.
Helen, I don't know what to say. This is great. I got these new hand-tied flies I want to try.
Oh, good. Hand-tied flies. Good for you.
Wait a minute. I can't go.
Believe me, Joe, you can go.
No, but Helen, come on. What about work? We got Lowell sick as a dog. I got all the stuff I still have to do for the wedding.
Oh, I'll do all that.
Yeah, but Helen, you know, the seating chart, the band, the photographer. Where's my binder?
Joe, relax and imagine yourself knee-deep in water with those big old boots on, you know, doing, you know, whatever the hell it is you do with a pole when you stick it in the water and the fish come on.
You're right. I'm going.
Okay, good.
Hey, Faye, guess what? I'm going fly fishing.
You could at least have the decency to lock the door.
So, how'd it go?
You were right. You didn't suspect a thing. But I gotta tell you, I feel kind of slimy.
It's intoxicating, isn't it? So, did you get Brian on board to fly you and Antonio to Mexico?
Brian, a weekend in Mexico? That'll be a piece of cake.
Hey, Brian. Don't make any plans for this weekend. You, me, fly fishing in Maine.
All right, I'm there, baby.
No, you can't go with him.
Why not?
Because... Fly fishing is something that you do by yourself. Don't you remember that movie? What's the name of it? A River Runs Through It?
It's about two brothers fly fishing.
Okay. That's a bad example.
So when are we going? When are we going? I guess we could.
Who's going to take the weekend flights?
Who cares about them?
Roy does.
Oh, no, you know what? Well, she's right. We can't just hand over all our weekend business to Roy.
Oh, come on.
No, look, I'm sorry, man. You're going to have to stay. Aww. We cannot cancel all our weekend flights.
Brian, cancel all the weekend flights.
What?
Still married to Antonio, sending Joe out of town, flying to Mexico for a quickie divorce. Joe'll never know.
You went to Roy, didn't you? All right, I'm in. When are we leaving?
Okay, Joe leaves before dawn, so we leave at first light.
First light? What are we, Lewis and Clark?
Brian.
All right. Meet you tomorrow morning, around first light-ish.
Boy, that was close, but this is going to work. Listen, Roy, if there's ever anything I can do for you...
You get to Mexico, give Señor Pepe a message. Tell him the donkey has died.
Helen, listen. I was just talking to the priest.
Yeah, that's well. Listen, pack a bag. We're leaving tomorrow for Mexico to get a quickie divorce.
Well, whatever you say, but there's just one thing.
Thing? What thing? There is no thing.
Well, before I get the divorce, I must get an annulment from the Catholic Church.
Okay, fine. We'll get an annulment. How difficult can that be?
Not too difficult. It just has to be granted by the Pope.
The Pope? In Rome?
Well, I think actually this week he's on the road.
I don't understand. 3 years ago, when we were going to get a divorce, you didn't have this problem.
Well, I'm not the same man you married.
Look, why don't you just tell the priest the truth? We didn't get married in the Catholic Church, and we only got married so you wouldn't get deported.
Oh, yeah. Tell him that I made a mockery of the sacrament of marriage. Yeah, why don't you just put me in an overnight pouch and FedEx me straight to hell?
Okay, what do we gotta do?
Well, all we have to do is to convince the priest that we're a couple who cannot get along. See? And once he's convinced, then I get my annulment, you get your divorce, and I'm not eternally damned. It's a win-win situation.
All right, but you just take care of it.
I did. Father McGuire will meet us here tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
I'm gonna be halfway to Mexico tomorrow by 10.
But he's cleared his whole schedule. It's the only time he can meet with us.
I can't believe it. I lay myself on the line so you can stay in this country. If you mess this up for me, I'm gonna kill you.
No, I can see why we never made it.
To do this?
Yes. Okay, let's go over the cover story. If Joe calls while I'm gone and asks for me, what are you gonna say?
Helen, don't make me. I'm a terrible liar. Everybody always sees right through me.
Okay, all you have to say is, she's at the store.
Hey, Casey, how you doing?
Helen's at the store.
What?
Joe, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be on Roy's flight?
Well, yeah, just started boarding, but I wasn't gonna leave without saying goodbye.
Oh, that is so sweet. Let's go. Okay, bye, Joe.
And don't call, because Helen will be at the store.
Okay, have a good trip.
Why are you rushing me?
Because I love you so much, and the quicker that you leave, the faster you'll get back, so beat it. Hey, Brian. Wait, we're going to be gone a day and a half. Where's your luggage?
Got everything I need right here.
You know, I've never been to Mexico before, and the really exciting thing is, once I go, I'll have been to all 50 states.
I can't believe it. You're bringing a date to my divorce?
Hey, I brought a date to my divorce.
You should be ashamed.
I plan to be as soon as we get to Mexico. If you excuse me, I have a plane to check.
Honey bunny, look who's here. Father McGuire.
You must be Mrs. Scarpacci.
Not for long.
Oh, I wouldn't count on that. You don't know who you're dealing with. You know, I've been counseling couples for over 20 years, and I've never yet recommended an annulment. Around the rectory, they call me Father Fix-It.
Father Fix-It.
Where'd you get?
Okay, Father McGuire, please sit down. Is there anything we can get you?
I'd love some coffee.
No problem. Helen, some coffee? Seems we're out of coffee.
Don't bother. Now, an annulment is a very serious thing.
Yes, but we're real sure that we want one.
Oh, yeah, trust me, it's hopeless.
In my book, there's no such thing as hopeless. Now, I hope you don't mind my asking you some personal questions.
No.
How's your sex life?
Oh, well.
Our sex life, it's horrible. It's the worst. He stinks in bed. In fact, he's inadequate in every possible way you can imagine.
Yeah, you try satisfying her. Of course, I don't mean you.
Antonio, let's remember why we're here.
I remember, Helen.
See, this is great. You two are talking. We'll heal this marriage yet. All you have to do is just tell each other what you need.
Oh, well, I need an annulment, and I need it bad, and I need it now.
You see what I'm dealing with.
Helen, something's come up. I need to see you.
I'm kind of busy right now, remember?
I think you need to hear this.
Excuse me, Father. Keep annulling.
Little problem with our weekend getaway.
Oh, yeah? Listen to me. If you don't get me to Mexico, you can forget about having wild sex this weekend. What do you mean the plane's broken?
He's working on it. It'll take 20 minutes. Lol, what are you doing? You're drinking entirely too much of that cold medicine.
Don't worry, Brian. It says right here on the label it's perfectly safe. The only thing I'm not supposed to do is operate heavy machinery. Okay, so, back to the engine.
Okay, how we doing? We annulled yet?
Well, no, Father McGuire has a wonderful idea.
Okay, great. What?
He thinks we should go on this weekend retreat where couples like us go work out their problems.
Are you out of your mind?
Come on, let's try to find some common ground here. Are there any children in this marriage?
Well, just a godchild.
Whoa!
Excuse me. I was looking for Joe and Brian. Why are all the flights canceled?
I'll explain it later, Faye. I'm busy with Father McGuire right now.
Oh, is he going to marry you and Joe?
You getting married?
Yes, as soon as I dump Antonio.
And I suppose this Joe's the young man you're going to Mexico with?
No, that's his brother Brian.
I have to be honest with you. It doesn't look good. I guess I'll have to recommend the annulment.
Yes!
Can't believe it's over.
How's the plane coming?
It's all finished. I'll just go get Roberta.
Oh, listen, I know you're not feeling well, Lowell, and I really appreciate you doing this for me.
Yeah, no problem, Roy. Yeah, it's a lot easier working on the plane earlier when there weren't as many bats flying around.
Little problem.
No, don't say that.
I found Roberta.
What's the problem?
She's at your counter with Joe.
Joe, what's he doing here? I thought he left.
No, the plane had mechanical difficulties. It never took off.
Well, how long is he going to be here?
Well, I don't know. As long as it takes to change planes, I guess.
Okay, just forget it. Let's just get out of here. Come on.
No. Roberta's back there.
Leave her.
Obviously, you didn't see the thong she packed. Lol, have the plane towed out to the tarmac.
Joe?
Okay, so what's going on?
So, going fishing?
What gave me away?
You mean I was right? Okay, gotcha.
So, where are you headed?
I'm going to Mexico with this guy. Maybe you know him, he works around here.
What's his name?
His name is...
Casey, what are you screaming for?
I saw a mouse.
Where?
In the kitchen. Before. You know, just go catch him, please.
What?
Just go in there.
Okay, all right.
Way back there.
Casey, I didn't see any mouse.
Oh, well, you know, it was a small mouse. It was more of a, you know... Like a mouselet.
Well, let me get going. Plane's gonna leave. Whoops.
No, wait, your plane is out there.
Yeah, I know. I left my tackle box in the hangar.
Ah! at the store.
Planes on the tarmac.
I forgot my suntan lotion.
Use mine.
No. You don't understand. See, it can't be less than SPF 8. I have very sensitive skin. Lo, what are you doing here? I thought you were sick, taking the day off. What's going on?
Well, Brian's flying Helen and Antonio to Mexico.
Mexico?
And I hope they solve their sex problems down there, too.
Whose sex problems?
Helen and Antonio's. They've been arguing with the priest about it all morning. I've been trying to fix the plane, which has not been easy. What with all these bats flying around?
Bats, huh?
Help me with the bats, Joe.
Okay there, Batman. What do you say we get you home so you can get some rest, okay?
Okay. Well, a little broken up this morning about Helen and Antonio. Sure thought those two crazy kids were gonna make it.
The best time. I can't thank you enough for sending me on that trip.
Oh, I'm really glad.
So, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, gosh. I sat around and, you know, watched TV and, you know, washed my hair. And, oh, gosh, I just missed you so much. Really good to see you again.